Okay, so tell me about yourself, like name, age, and what are some of the most important things in your life?
My name is Ronnie Ormond. I'm 80 years old, and the most important thing in my life is my family.
Okay, Ron. Did you like school? Why or why not?
I did like school. School was very hard for me because I didn't have a photographic mind. I had to work hard for my grades. But through this hard work, I was able to graduate from college.
Okay. What are some of your favorite family traditions, and basically, why or what's the most treasuring things about them to you?
Well, it's when the family has birthday parties and Thanksgiving and Christmas, and we're all together sharing stories about the lives of all the individual families.
So, what are you the proudest of in your life? Like, what's your favorite accomplishment that you have made so far in your life?
Financial security is one. And the pride and the success of all my kids.
Where were your ancestors born, and did they move to the United States, or was it some other relative?
My grandfather came with his father from Germany in the 1860s, and my mother's family also came from Germany and Ireland.
Okay, what are some of your funniest times that you've had and places in your life, and why were they super funny?
Well, the funniest were practical jokes that were played on one another while I was in the Army.
Also, what motivated you to join the military?
I was drafted. I was hoping I wouldn't be drafted, but I was drafted, and I spent 2 years, 2 months, and 9 days in the Army. And I was trained as a combat medic, but since there was no conflicts going on, I worked as an orthopedic technician in a hospital at Fort Benning, Georgia.
Okay. What? What do you think your generation's biggest difference is from my generation currently?
The biggest difference?
Yeah.
I don't know if there is a difference. I haven't noticed any.
Yeah. Do you have any family stories that have been passed down through your grandfather, or through you, or?
My father was in the heating manufacturing business in Pasadena. In the 1920s, he had the second largest heating manufacturing company in California. And when the Depression came, he lost everything. And then his first wife and families left him. And he remarried to my mother. And he had an appliance business in Rosemead, California. And the World War II came along. He had no product to sell. He went bankrupt again, and then during the war, he worked as a production manager for a defense plant. He's able to save enough money to buy land up in the San Bernardino Mountains, and he started a resort And he built it up in 10 years and retired. It had, the resort had 72 RV spots, 5 cabins, 3 little stores, a public swimming pool, 5 cabins, and 35 campsites.
Okay. So, do you have any, so who do you think is the first most important person in your life? Like, who do you treasure the most, or who do you feel like has taught you the most, or who do you feel like has just been there for you?
Well, my dad and mother I admired greatly, and I admire and appreciate and love my wife.
Okay. Thanks.
That's it?
Yeah. Thanks.
All right. You got that on there?
Yeah.